Our journey begins at the end of a logging road about 10 miles northeast of Reedsport.
That's where we're trying to get, and then that's where we are right here on that flat spot.
Volunteer hiking guide Cameron Derbyshire is pointing out our route on a topographic map.
That last little drop, and then just bail down and we'll be there.
Derbyshire and Cascadia Wildlands' Josh Lachlan are leading the hike. Also with us is Oregon State University geologist Stephen Lancaster. As we embark, Lachlan has some words of warning.
We're not going a long distance. It's just incredibly rugged terrain. The biggest hazard is taking a misstep and snapping an ankle or falling off a log and, you know, impaling yourself. So let's just be real cautious with our steps down in there so we can get there and back in one day.
There is no trail to the Devil's Staircase waterfall on Wasson Creek in the Siuslaw National Forest. To get there, you have to climb over countless downed trees, crawl through huckleberries and sword ferns, and scramble up and down steep slopes. Every once in a while, Derbyshire and Lachlan stop to consult their maps and GPS devices.
Right, that's what I call the Salmonberry Patch.
Okay, oh, right in front of you.
Yeah, that what you call the little knoll there.
We made it to the Devil's Staircase. It took us about 4 hours to get here, and according to my pedometer, we only walked about 2.5 miles. There were some spots where we got lost and had to double back through and basically crawl through huckleberries and fallen trees. I'm exhausted. I'm totally wiped out, and we still need to hike back, but it's beautiful here. It really is a staircase out of sandstone that forms a waterfall. OSU geologist Stephen Lancaster is here for the first time, too.
I'm the kind of geologist that studies running water and the sediment that it moves, and so stuff like this is just really cool. I mean, why is there a big old waterfall right here? So it's a bit of a mystery. It's a bit of an oddity.
This counts as the 8th time Cameron Derbyshire has hiked to the Devil's Staircase. One of the reasons he likes it here is his love of fishing.
I'm quite interested in the area for what habitat and protection it has for the salmon and steelhead in the area, as well as just such an area that just has not really been explored. It's so rugged and so vast.
Congressman Peter DeFazio has been here. So has Senator Jeff Merkley. Along with Senator Ron Wyden, they agree this area should be designated wilderness. There's a bill in Congress to do just that. But muddying the waters is the fact that DeFazio's ONC logging proposal also includes protection of the Devil's Staircase. Cascadia Wildlands' Josh Lachlan thinks protection of the Devil's Staircase shouldn't be combined with a plan that calls for ramped-up timber harvest on other federal land in Oregon.
This place is incredibly unique because it's really a remnant slice of what the Coast Range once looked like. If you go above in an airplane and look down at this part of the Oregon Coast Range, it's been heavily fragmented, greatly impacting clean water, water quality, some of these older forest-dependent species.
Lachlan says old-growth forests in Oregon can store carbon to mitigate the effects of climate change. For now, he says, this is de facto wilderness.
It's so steep, it's so remote. However, there can be future potential for timber sales in here.
Conservation groups hope to continue building popular support to designate the Devil's Staircase Wilderness. It takes us another 4 hours to hike back to the car. By the time it's over, I can barely lift my legs and I'm covered in bruises, but exhilarated. For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald in the woods northeast of Reedsport.